Who cares? Okay, James, this is your thing, so you introduce the fucking thing.
I won't be able to edit it till tomorrow.
I don't care.
Okay, so we've got a banner episode here.
a banner episode.
Howdy,
five people.
Cowboys.
Sam is joining us for the first time since the Talkie Boys Radio Hour wrapped. Hi, Sam.
Right. The last time she was on the podcast, she was in a mental asylum and yeah. drooling on herself.
We left
believe.
Her in a great state.
And the time before that, I was blacked out drunk.
Yeah, that was in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then the rest of the HBO boys, Ryan and Chad and Adam are here. Everybody say hello at the same time. Go.
Hello.
Hello.
Fantastic. One of my favorite episodes we ever did was our relationship advice episode several years ago. Go look it up. It's great.
No, don't go look it up. Keep listening to this.
Yeah. 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 Wait until the end of this one.
And so
will,
I've been
will
dying.
They know what's happening if they haven't seen the original?
Yes.
I've been dying okay. to do a sequel. And so I've dug up a bunch of, most of these are from Reddit, Am I the Asshole? Other ones are from r/relationship advice. And then I've got one from Slate's Romantic Advice column too. Mm-hmm. I've prepared a bunch, but hopefully we can get through at least the three that I really want to talk about here. I have a question. Before we get started, guys, do people often come to any of you with romantic advice? Sam?
No, absolutely not.
Chad? Why would they?
This relationship has failed, like, what, 6 times?
7, 8, yeah.
Yeah. And nobody comes to me.
Wow.
Seems to be going strong.
So
it's currently active, to be fair.
I feel like people used to in the past, but I can't think of a time specifically recently, so no.
Adam?
Yes.
They
not,
do.
Not exclusively, but yeah, I've gotten people, for sure.
People should not be coming to me for relationship advice because my default answer every single time is like, that's terrible. You just need to get out of there, man.
I don't think that people should be in relationships.
Oh.
Right.
Go, yeah. Continue.
So that's probably good advice.
Especially her. That's her main feeling, that she shouldn't be.
This would be a real interesting relationship advice.
What I would also say is that I think the pandemic killed any amount of people asking other people what they feel. I think that's over.
But I also think it killed like breaking up a lot too, because people are like, well, this isn't a feasible situation for me to strike out on my own. I guess I'll just put up with whatever's going on.
Yeah. Convenience.
Yeah, long term.
Okay.
I got married during the pandemic.
Okay.
Right decision. So.
See? Convenience.
Chad thought we're going to die soon anyway.
Yeah. Let's get it out of the way.
Might as well. I might be in the hospital. I really need her health insurance.
Yeah. let's have a Zoom wedding and Sam and Ryan will be there in their pajamas.
That's what we did.
I know.
I'm just kidding. Chad's very obviously in love. So yes. I don't want to disrespect your.
It's been a number opinion. Of years, too. It's been. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, no, that is a long standing thing.
Yeah.
And I'm
so
proud
for
of
people
you.
Who don't.
Yeah.
Who
Ryan
don't
and
know.
I have been together longer, but fine, Adam.
No, no, no. That's not what I mean. Chad knows what I mean.
I don't know if you guys know, but
For 5 years, my wife and I just celebrated our.
Ooh.
No, sorry. Don't listen to this, wife. 6 year anniversary.
Relationship advice. James
Which one is this? Is this like cotton or bronze? It's one of those.
I don't know, man. We got married on a Christmas day, so it's easy to remember when that anniversary is coming up.
Oh, ooh. I got married on April Fool's Day.
Oh,
so it
good.
Didn't count. Okay. So yeah. This first one, I'm not going to read the title because it'll spoil the game, but this is from R. Am I the Asshole? And so when thinking about this, you want to come up with an answer that is either the author is an asshole, the person they're writing about is an asshole, they are both assholes, or no one is an asshole, and there's no blame to be assigned, okay?
All right.
Yeah, if there's no blame to be assigned, that's like perfect for a podcast. Very entertaining.
Okay, so let's get started. This is from Reddit user Poison Daisy.
It's their fault.
My boyfriend, 24-year-old male, and I, 23-year-old female, have been together for 5 years. Our entire relationship, he has had this inside, quote-unquote, joke with his family where they pretend not to know what an everything bagel is.
Why is that even a thing?
I already know whose side I'm on.
Yeah. It reminds me of like the League episode where they pretend they don't know the word marathon.
Oh my god, I love it. I love that show.
When we go to breakfast spots, he always gets a bagel sandwich and asks the poor cashier what kind of bagels they have. He pretends to be confused, saying he wants a bagel with everything on it, but not an everything bagel. That's a good joke.
I like the joke, yeah.
I actually
yeah.
like that, yeah.
He wants the cheese, the meat, etc. And there's usually this whole back and forth about what an everything bagel consists of. I usually stay quiet while he winds the worker up. What irritates me the most about this whole thing is that he never actually gets the everything bagel.
Oh.
So he's like in like bagel denial.
A few times the cashier has gotten so frustrated that they just go to the back and pulled out an everything bagel to show him what it is, and he pretends like he's never seen one before.
Oh my gosh,
this is some Andy Kaufman style humor.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
there's
right.
no punchline to this.
Yeah, yeah. How does this end? Oh, yeah, I guess there is an everything bagel. I'll have a plain bagel, please. Yeah.
Are we discussing it? What's what is a bit the more question?
So, oh, okay. Thank God.
Today, we went into my favorite coffee shop in my hometown, as we're in town staying at a hotel for my friend's wedding. He started up again with the everything bagel thing. I interrupted him and said that if he didn't know what an everything bagel is, then he probably wouldn't like it and should just get a plain. He gave me a weird look and started to say that he'd like to hear more about this new kind of bagel.
Oh my god. I'm already annoyed by this dude.
I know, right? I'm not even know this guy. I'm sick of him.
But I told the cashier that we'd just get our sandwiches on plain bagels and go. I blew up on him when we got up to the car, telling him that this joke has gone too far and that he's wasting everyone's time. I told him I felt humiliated when he makes me just stand there while he gets off on frustrating an unpaid service worker. He's been giving me the silent treatment ever since then, and I just got so frustrated that I left him at the hotel and now I'm staying in my parents' guest room. So,
oh
Reddit,
my Christ.
Am I the asshole for getting mad at my boyfriend for pretending to not know what an everything bagel is?
I would say, hold on. There are some variables we don't know.
Yeah.
Like, how many times has he done this?
Yeah, it leads him on to believe spoken, many times.
Has she spoken to him about this beforehand, or was she just bottling it up until she exploded? Because I feel like maybe going from 0 to 60 might be an issue here. Because she should have just been like, hey, that was funny last time you did it. Let's stop now.
Yeah, right, right. Like, is
because
this the second time?
Let's get this out of the way. Let's get this out of the way. We already said it. Very good joke. Love the joke.
Yeah, the first time.
No, I think the 10th time is even funnier.
Yeah, but when it's with the same person and they can't deal with it, that's like
right.
cringy.
When they've stopped laughing, you should probably stop doing it.
Right. Well, is the joke for the people around, or is he just getting some weird kick, like pissing off this employee?
Probably.
Which, I don't like that part. I don't like the part where he is knowingly making a person who is most likely getting minimum wage live worse.
Right.
That part is, like, that part freaks me out, and that shouldn't happen. And he should be able to be, like, read the room and be like, oh, God, right, a bagel with everything on it. That one, please.
Yeah, I initially thought he was just messing with his girlfriend, pretending that he didn't know what an everything bagel was to her, and I thought that was really funny. Mm-hmm. As soon as there's an outside person, I no longer think it's funny. I would have made it clear immediately that is not funny.
Yeah.
and I would have been out of there a long time ago. I don't know, though. You embarrass me all the time. So.
Isn't his whole family in on the joke?
Yeah, I was waiting for more on the family. Like, mom comes in, what is that?
They're there at Christmas breakfast, and they're all like, holy shit, what's this bagel? Like, that would be funny. And she's the only one there like, guys, you don't know what this is. That would be funny. But
also, conceptually, not hard to understand. Think of the topics that you put on a bagel. Now, combine them. Like, if I'm the service worker and I say that, and he's like, I still don't get it. I'm like, then I can't help you, man.
I feel like he should be like, okay, listen, here's the compromise. When it's just you and me, I will never do the everything bagel joke again. But if I'm with my brothers, sisters, mother, father, extended family at all, know that if we are in a bagel spot,
We're
doing the bagel. No, yeah, that's. I also think he doesn't do that shit alone.
Oh, I think he does.
You think he does?
He absolutely. He's like does. A
sicko. I think he does too. Yeah.
Oh, then he's a complete psychopath and get out of there.
Okay. Well, it seems like everyone's coming down against Bagel Boy.
I mean, I think there might be a bit of the narrator's bias here because we don't know. We don't know his side of the story here.
Okay. Well, would you guys like to hear the update, the conclusion to what happened?
Yes.
I would love to.
Sure. Update.
He broke up with me this morning.
Because of my lack of bagel cooperation.
Was it a note that was in the middle of a bagel?
I left at the hotel at my parents' house and would not look me in the eye.
Oh my
I will be
God.
Telling people that we broke up because I did not like his everything bagel joke.
Yeah. That
See, reasonable. That's funny.
That's why it happened.
My dad thinks this is hilarious and that he'll come running back soon. He won't. So at least someone is laughing.
Oh my God. What are the top? What's the top comment?
Does the dad want him to come back?
Yeah, I'd be afraid for my daughter's life. This dude's fucking
How long were they together?
5 years.
Wow.
Jesus.
Wow.
I hope they don't like bagels. Like 5 years of that all the time driving you crazy? I don't know, man.
Okay,
I think they're both better off. He needs to find somebody who's as sociopathic as he is, and she needs to find a regular person.
That was obviously his entire identity, where he was like... If you don't like the everything bagel joke, then you just don't like me.
Right. Yeah.
This joke has been passed down in my family for years.
It has for generations. Yeah.
My great 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 grandfather Jiminy, back in the Civil War when he fought for the, well, won't get into it. He was doing the bagel joke back then, and I will never stop.
He made the bagels and still didn't know what they were.
Here's this thing though. 3 years from now.
Yeah.
Okay. She's on a train, so happens to be going through his hometown.
Oh God, here we go.
She's waiting for her next train and gets off, and there's a bagel spot right next to it. And she gets, looks up at the menu, goes, I'll get a medium coffee. And then she'll look down at the bagel selection, and there's only one left. And it's an everything bagel. And you know a part of her will be thinking, maybe I pretend not to know what that is.
No, I think every time now she sees an everything bagel, that's going to pull on her heartstrings a little bit. Like, what could have been?
What could have been? I think she's gonna have completely lost a taste for everything bagels.
Yeah.
I think that every time that she sees one, she's going to get disgusted.
She's going to be like, give me a cinnamon raisin.
I would like to propose a scene and... And that scene is, James, you are the everything bagel man. You're on your deathbed. You're 90 years old. You've never had a girlfriend ever since, and you're dying alone. And Adam, you are the RN, basically about to pull the plug on this motherfucker. And you're about to ask him what he wants for breakfast. Go.
Mr. James, I'm just curious what...
Why are you English?
I don't know, but I'm curious, what is it that you'd like to eat this morning? We had oatmeal yesterday. I don't imagine you want that again.
I want a bagel, but I want you to put, like, you know, like lox and cream cheese and garlic and sliced onions, and I want you to put little diced ham on it. You know what I mean? Like, any topping that you would put on a bagel, I want you to put them all on the bagel.
So you'd like an everything bagel with lox and cream cheese?
A what?
An everything bagel. You know, it has everything on it.
Is this some new science fiction bagel they've just invented?
Absolutely not, Mr. James. This has been around for several years.
Could you describe it to me again?
So it's a bagel, but it has everything on top of it.
When you say everything, you mean like everything in the world?
It's got garlic and poppy seeds and salt. And, you know, everything. Everything that you would put on
like a ketchup on it?
It's everything that you would put on an everything bagel.
How long would you go at him until you just pull the plug and he's dead?
I would probably sedate him first.
Point of order, James. Mm-hmm. Do you know what an everything bagel is?
I honestly don't get a lot of toppings on bagels, man. I find too many toppings on bagels.
Yes, Chad, where you're going with this is correct. He believes that on an everything bagel is everything.
No, that was the bit. He doesn't know what is on. He thinks everything goes on it.
No, an everything bagel, because you were describing putting everything inside of a bagel. But an everything bagel is a bagel with just, the stuff on top of it.
But I think that's the joke that this guy was trying to make. Like, I want everything on the bagel, but the bagel shop owner's like, yeah, but an everything bagel is the things that would go on an everything bagel on the top.
But an everything bagel and a bagel with everything on it are exclusive items.
There's like a different thing. You got me. I didn't know that.
I would like a Boston cream bagel, please.
Boston cream bagel.
Anyway, I've changed my mind. I'm against the girl, and I think he deserves better.
Asshole. You are the asshole.
All right.
We did 20 minutes on the everything bagel. Okay.
I hope it's a killer in the podcast.
Okay, here's another
one.
You guys
went on too long.
Here's another one for R. Am I the asshole? This is from you, small slice skin. Okay.
Oh.
We all go through phases and pick up annoying habits, and sometimes we need our loved ones to gently tell us if we've picked up a particularly egregious habit. Nice level of writing here for Reddit. Mm-hmm. Sometime in the last year, my husband has picked up a habit where he talks like a baby.
Oh, gosh.
Uh-huh.
At first it was funny, but passed into embarrassing and then now cringeworthy behavior quickly.
Is this my wife?
Examples.
No, Chad.
No. Examples. Doggo, pupper, woofer, subwoofer, pibble, hootie boy, peepo, burb, meow meow, Sammy, Sammy cheese, Sammy whammy, chicken nuggies, chicken tendies. Adding a
this sounds like internet talk. This is just internet talk.
Every single one of you is being personally attacked right now because this is how you all speak.
Subwoofer is a real word.
Subwoofer is real. I won my car.
The one real world word in there.
I do say doggo. But I don't say chicky nuggies. What the hell is that?
Chicky nuggies is bad.
I hate that.
Meow meow instead of cats.
Nope. Bad.
Ryan's next to me personally attacked. He called me silly goose via text when we were like first dating.
Yeah.
And that was like really... I had really low self-esteem, so I kept seeing him.
Sure.
But... anyone else, like, that would have been enough.
To be fair, you were being a very silly goose.
So silly,
it's
Sam.
Disgusting.
I still call you a crazy critter.
Crazy critter.
Down to clown. Yeah, you talk
love that.
Like that all the time.
I say down to clown, too.
Ironically. Yeah. I'm,
so where
I'm
does
doing
she
it,
go with it?
Ironically.
You know, okay. It's only ironic until you do it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I want an everything bagel.
An everything bagel.
Everything bagel. Biggie wiggy.
Yeah, and that's how you would order it.
That'd be funny.
Can I have a bread donut?
Gross.
He adds a toddler-esque lisp to the words And the ones that are really gross are his childish euphemisms for genitalia or sex.
Oh, no.
I cannot emphasize this enough. Sorry, go ahead.
I just said his pee-pee.
Right.
So glad we stopped
no,
with that.
No, it's his pee-pee-weepy.
Oh, pee-pee-weepy, gotcha.
I cannot emphasize this enough. It is not endearing or sexy to have my husband talk about my boobies and his what? Wiener and weenie and wee-wee hoo-has.
Whoa,
and
whoa. Now she's off the rails.
Yeah, what the fuck?
No.
Boobies is a fine word.
We have not had sex for 6 months because he cannot stop talking about my boobies, and it makes me sick.
Oh, my
sorry,
God.
My boobies.
Why did you put the lisp in?
I guess the lisp makes... I mean, boobs is a fine word, but the lisp makes it a problem.
It's a fine word.
Any word you can spell on a calculator is an amazing word.
Just before the pandemic hit, we were at a restaurant with some friends, and he actually ordered a Chicky Sammy. Like,
oh, I hate it.
Said the exact phrase, Chicky Sammy.
I don't like that.
Wait a minute. Is he exclusively talking like this?
It sounds like it.
At least doing it a lot.
That's... Jeez.
He's doing it during sex.
Oh, my God.
He's saying that during sex. Like, how does
apparently
he say
he's
it?
Talking about boobies. Like, oh, my wee-wee. Right, yeah.
Oh, suck on my wee-wee.
Yeah, like that.
I can't even imagine it.
It's totally fine that he ordered the chicken sandwich. That's not the issue.
I'm about to pow-pow.
Our friends noticed the baby
talk. Doggy-woggy style?
Because he insisted... No, it would be doggo style.
No, that's worse.
Yeah, get it right, Chad.
Doggo style. Ew.
Sorry, I used the wrong
doggy,
baby vernacular.
Doggy-woggy.
Doggy-woggy style.
Our friends noticed the baby talk because he insisted on continuing the joke. Even started talking with this god-awful toddler lilt accent.
Oh, God.
After that, I just couldn't stomach the idea of going out with him to adult places. I'd go to the brewery with my friends, but God forbid he join me and say, me want another beer, or something.
What year was this?
This was just a year ago.
Wow.
Yeah, okay, how does this story crescendo? Where's it going?
Somewhere. I don't know where it came from. I don't know why he's doing this, but I finally hit my limit when we were at the grocery store shopping, and everything seemed normal and fine until he gasped like a kid, ran to the ice cream section, and jumped up and down yelling, ice cream, I want chocolate.
Oh, no.
I was mortified. People were staring at him and me. He kept going and kept saying, can we get popsicles?
Oh,
and I just
God.
Said,
well, that's a... That's a behavior.
I don't.
That's
not right.
More
don't like
than
this.
Yeah, that's more than just this.
Did you hear what Sam funny. Just said? I think that's a common occurrence in the r/whatevers. These things not being real.
No, we. Yeah. That's not fun. Okay, we're taking
a point
this.
Where
on,
I believe it's not.
Oh,
real.
Understood. Understood. Yes, it's real. It's very real.
Before I was gonna say he watched Parks and Rec. He saw yes. Tom Haverford. Mm-hmm. He heard Chicky Chicky Parm Parm, and he decided that's my identity now.
Right.
Me want chocolate.
She doesn't even want to say it.
Yeah, just say it. Just lean into it, Sam.
What I'll say here, James, is that I'm seeing a common thread with these two stories. So what is it in your relationship that you're trying to validate? Like, what terrible thing have you been doing that your wife has been like, you gotta fucking stop?
Well, no, I'm coming down against both these guys, I guess. But, well, here, there's sort of an ending here. I told him, either talk to me like an adult or I'm leaving. He started saying, oh, you must be a lot of fun at parties. Lighten up, will ya?
You got a leavey weavy.
I do love that sort of... It's just a joke, bro.
It's a joke I've been doing for half a decade, dick.
I just said fuck it and left the store, leaving him to walk home like a mile because I couldn't even look at him.
Her and Bagel Lady are now a couple.
Yeah, right.
Since
and
then,
so are the two guys.
And they're both happier than they were.
Yeah.
Right. The two guys are a couple now too. Everything bagel. What's that?
Everything biggie wiggies.
So you know what's really funny is like I have people that I know through work who I could absolutely see doing that, like being that guy. Like their personality, it wouldn't surprise me if that's what they did.
Yeah, the people who like the lol so random humor.
Yeah, name them.
No.
Well, Madam.
The thing
is,
it's though, me. Like, you're right.
I don't even think it's weird. Like the chicken parm. What did you say? Chicken parm.
Chicken
whatever.
Sammy.
What was that one?
Chicky Sammy. Chicky
Sammy. Chicky.
I don't even think like it. If that's your thing. You that's your one thing, that's fine. But like to have it seep into your entire life.
So it was like a bit on Parks and Rec where Tom Haverford like souped up all his language. Yep. So he said chicky chicky parm parm. He said he had all these different phrases for different like forks were pointy spoons and like stupid stuff like that. And it was funny for a 27-minute episode of Parks and Rec.
It wasn't even 27 minutes. It was a joke they did for 1 minute, yeah. And then we were like, good, that's over.
It really exploded with Baby
Yoda.
He
did always talk like that.
Saw that and they're like, okay, personality achieved.
Download. That's, I'm downloading that.
They downloaded like Neo in the Matrix.
I'm funny.
But it really exploded with Baby Yoda. When Baby Yoda came out on the internet, you always saw, I want me some cheeky nuggies. And like, I'm like, that.
Milk.
No, I hate that. I hate it.
Baby Yoda?
Yeah. Baby Yoda from the Mandalorian.
Yeah, Baby Yoda memes were like that, yeah.
Yeah, Baby Yoda, it's Chad. It's when Yoda, but when he was smaller.
Tiny Baby Yoda.
Well, that's not.
It's Grogu,
it's not,
I know.
It's Grogu.
Yeah,
it's
Baby Yoda.
Yeah, Chad, I know
I
that.
I
was making fun of
Sorry,
you.
I'm not on social media.
The internet was.
He doesn't have any social media.
Just litter.
You're on social media.
To wrap this up,
I exist on social media, but I don't use it.
He doesn't browse.
Oh, he doesn't use social media. He's on social media, but he doesn't use it.
Since then, things have been very tense, and he keeps telling me that he wants an apology for embarrassing him by leaving him at the store. I told him that people don't get to demand apologies. If someone wants to apologize, then it's up to them, and I'm absolutely not going to apologize for saving myself the embarrassment of a 35-year-old man with a mortgage and retirement account asking for chocolate ice cream.
So I think that she needs to retaliate in the way that a toddler would retaliate.
Yeah, I think so. That
makes
sense.
I think that she needs to stomp and scream and throw shit on the floor and pull his hair.
Oh,
maybe he'll become
cry and
erect.
Shit herself.
And then get the fuck out of there.
He even got his fucking mom involved, no joke.
Oh,
she
God.
Keeps telling me it's just a phase and that he's probably bored and I should be happy that this is his midlife crisis rather than him getting a 19-year-old mistress.
Oh my God.
That's
okay.
What an enabler.
Right.
Yeah, that's
not a midlife crisis. That's a reversion.
Yeah.
That's mommy's boy.
A reversion.
I got my mommy to tell me that I'm right.
His mom is Molly Shannon from White Lotus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Am I going crazy?
So she's
am I the asshole? Do I really need to just let my husband continuously embarrass me like this?
No. Next.
You're fine.
How long were they together?
I don't know. It doesn't say just that they're 35 and they're married. And they have
Oh, they're married.
You're divorcee papers.
Wait, do they have a kid?
It doesn't
yes,
say.
Yes, him.
Divorcee Worcey.
Divorcee Worcey. Like the child would have been mentioned.
Yeah.
But I you wanted to chuck your milk. Up to wolf.
Ay.
Okay, well, those, we don't have time. I planned four, but one of them, and it was optional, so we're skipping that one because I've got to wrap up here myself. Maybe you guys thought those were tame. They were just the build-up to this one, which is absolutely fucking insane and gross. Get a bucket to maybe puke in.
Oh, God, put it next to your
mind. Oh, good. I've had like four beers tonight already.
Yeehaw, let's go.
You're an alcoholic.
This is
no,
from.
I have this week off.
You have COVID.
Yeah, I'm recovering. Beer, pasta, and bread is the cure for COVID.
That's COVID's cure.
I have no memory of the beers.
What?
This is actually not from Reddit. This is from Slate Magazine's How to Do It sex and romance advice column.
Okay. Wonderful.
Oh.
It so begins,
this is official.
Dear How to Do It, I am a woman in my 50s. Until 3 years ago, I lived my life with a general aversion to illicit drugs, alcohol, and a sex life that wasn't exciting, let alone enjoyable. Okay, kind of a sad sack here.
Is the gross part is that she's old?
No, that's wow. that's ageist, Ryan.
Oh.
Way to alienate 80% of our listeners.
Our listeners are 30 to 31 in male.
He can see the metrics.
Yeah.
30 to 31.
Yeah, it's very specific.
And two 33-year-olds who listen to their own podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Until 3 years ago, when my husband left me, and since then I began using illicit drugs recreationally as my life, quote-unquote, spiraled out of control, or so my family describes it. Okay, kind of cool now. Now she's getting cool.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
Cool. She's great. She's cool.
Well, I mean, it may be. If her life spiraled out of control, then...
Is it heroin?
So cool.
Like, be more specific with the drugs.
I don't think we would call that recreational. That's more of a hardcore.
Hardcore awesome.
Yeah. Although others were very judgmental of my behavior during that period, I personally found it incredibly liberating, which that's positive.
Yeah, I agree.
I was able to safely discover things about myself that were important to me, and I have really valued having the sense of freedom that came with it, particularly when it came to sexual expressiveness.
Mm.
During that All time, right. I discovered aspects of my sexuality and fantasies I hadn't previously recognized. Oh, so again, so far, this is a nice story, right? She was all
Yeah, I just
up.
Remembered that you... I just remembered that you said this was going to be gross, and I'm suddenly very nervous.
But yeah, she now has gotten out of her stuffy, buttoned-up lifestyle and is experiencing more of a wild sort of sowing her wild oats days, right? That's nice.
Okay, I'm done going up the roller coaster. Let's hit it.
Okay.
When does the beat drop?
A few months ago, I started a more stable relationship with a man who we'll call Boris.
Boris.
Why? Yeah, why would we call him Boris?
Such a weird choice.
Is that
choice.
His name?
What does he feel about bagels?
Boris was understanding of my past and supportive. Respecting that Boris seemed disinclined towards my very safe drug and alcohol use, I stopped that behavior. Okay, so not a problem for her. She was able to just stop because Boris is not into it.
Sure.
However, secretly, I've continued to long for my past alcohol and drug use because of the sexual liberation it gave me. And secretly, I've started indulging one of my fantasies.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Okay, you guys are going to want to buckle your seatbelts.
I'm ready.
I keep Boris's ejaculate in my mouth.
Amazing.
Discreetly spit it into a kitchen glass. Then, usually the next morning... I use a dehydrator and spice grinder to dry and grind into a fine powder. I later ingest the semen dust by using a straw to snort it.
So,
holy shit.
What in the world?
Okay,
but how high does it get you, though?
What if it was a crazy hallucinogenic, like... Makes you trip balls, no pun intended.
What if Boris asks her a question at the end? Was that good
Where
for
you?
Where
are you going with that?
Well, maybe he just has a very small...
She has a glass under the bed.
A small load. She cheeks it.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, God.
Chad,
that's a weird...
Fuck,
that is
Chad.
A weird description.
What
she cheeks it.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
He knows.
She goes on. I realize this is strange. But I was previously curious about this and seem to have happily found my own sexual placebo, as it has made me far more expressive and confident myself when I do it right before sex. Just a second, honey. What are you doing, a line of coke there? Can I have some? No, this is my private reserve.
You don't want this for us, no.
I can't help but notice that Sam is being awfully quiet. Sam, do you have something to share?
I wish you could see her face. It is one of disgust. At what's happening, like, in the story, that she's here at all.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
if we're supposed to be giving advice, I have no advice.
Right. Like, I don't think
she has
part,
some questions here. She has some questions here.
I was going to say dilute it with a little bit of sugar, but whatever.
Yeah, make a simple syrup out of it.
All the questions are like how to dehydrate it more quickly.
I like that. Make, better, make a simple syrup. Make a simple
she should
syrup.
Be using it. She should be using it.
Recommendations
on her
for herb grinders for her dried
semen.
Oh my
semen. Christ! God.
I'm just worried that, like the next day, Boris is like, "Oh, let me grind up some garlic powder here."
Oh Jesus!
Gonna go to the semen herb grinder section on Amazon.
So these are her questions. Is there anything wrong with this practice?
Yep.
I mean, morally, yes.
I
don't think it's wrong.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
It's a little socially unacceptable.
She's hiding it, no?
Yes, she's hiding it.
I think it's soup. Okay.
Which brings to the next question. Should I tell Boris?
I mean,
I will say no. Never tell Boris if you.
Yeah, I would.
Don't tell Boris.
This might be one of them, like, just stop and never bring it up again.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, I mean, if it's making her feel more like if it's helping her in some way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's super fucking weird. But if it's helping her in some way, who are we to say that she shouldn't do it?
The powder is making her wet.
She shouldn't be lying about it.
Then tell him. Then tell him. Maybe he's fucking weird too.
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah, what if he's into it and he's just like, yeah, give me some of that.
What if he's been doing it too?
Yeah. Yes, holy shit,
oh my
Chad.
God.
She shows him the dehydrated semen, and then he's like, wait one moment.
He's like, come into my cave.
He runs to the bathroom and comes out with a jar, just a mason jar. He's like, I've been doing it for years.
Oh my God.
This is just February.
If I get an everything bagel, is this part of the everything?
Finally, are there perhaps healthier alternatives to drugs
what?
And alcohol?
Oh,
to enhance
okay.
Sexual
oh,
confidence?
Sorry.
But that's not drugs. It's not drugs.
It's human made.
it's all natural.
Oh,
it's
yes.
Organic.
Therapy? Has she mentioned yeah, if right. she's in therapy or not?
Yeah, maybe, that might be more.
Involuntary.
That's the healthy alternative.
Being committed to an insane asylum.
God. That's well, that's.
I know
how
about
did
that.
She? How did she come up with this idea?
Well,
Slate
you say that, Chad, and
Boris?
I have something here. Would anyone like to read the Urban Dictionary
oh,
entry
God.
I just sent into the chat.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do
oh,
it.
Oh, boy.
I'll do it. I'll read it. I'm going to read this.
Oh, it's a term. There is a term.
All right. Criffing. The act of ejaculating onto a portable mirror, letting the ejaculate dry into a crust, then using a razor blade to scrape up the crust into a powder, making lines... And
please read the example.
Wow. Yeah, read the example,
please read
Chad.
The example.
My nose burned a little after my first criffing attempt, but I'm glad all that semen didn't get wasted on your mom's ass like it usually does.
Oh my Christ.
Oh boy.
Oh my
49
Christ.
49 upvotes
no.
and one
make sure
down
you
vote.
Mark,
I'm going to upvote
make sure
that.
You mark this podcast as explicit.
I upvoted that. Please do the same.
No, I will not be upvoting that. There's one downvote. Who came here to read criffing
that's
and was
not
like,
what criffing is. Yeah.
Also,
I like the ad underneath.
Yeah. The ad underneath
just says, get a criffing mug for your sister-in-law, Natalie.
That is so
funny. Mice is getting a criffing mug for your barber,
Submitted
Riley.
Submitted by
I have Father
Master.
Manly.
Yes, that's what I was going to point
master.
Out. The person who
the
submitted
Criff
this
master.
Is the
oh
Criff
my
master.
God.
Guys, I'm going to die.
Criff Master.
Oh, I'm also really excited that below criffing is a ad for a new Nickelodeon original movie, Loud House Christmas, now on Paramount Plus.
Oh no! Oh,
they're actually oddly enough
definition
the sponsor of this podcast.
They're incredibly related.
Guys, I'm crying.
Oh,
criffing.
Well.
Are you okay, Chad? Do you
for
need to
the
talk?
Record, guys,
I'm all right. I'm
you
all
should
right.
not be
dry up my tears and criff them.
Any powders yeah. in your nose, whether they're a drug or criffing or anything else, as it will erode the passage of the middle of your nasal passage and cause serious damage. Yeah. So.
Huh. So you should be putting it up your butt instead.
Yeah, boof it instead.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's butt chug it.
Oh my god.
If it comes down between boofing and griffing, I'm team boof.
Yeah. It's the HBO boys recommendation is to boof all your drugs, kids.
Oh boy.
Is there more?
Well, I mean, there's the advice columnist's answer where she basically says like you're probably crazy.
Really?
Did she respond at all? Did the author respond?
No. It's not like a forum, so she just sent in the letter and gets one answer
from she just the sex I like therapist, that she
and the sex therapist was like, "You might have OCD."
I like that she told Slate before Boris.
No, she must never tell Boris. Boris will dump her ass for sure.
Good. She should be dumped. God.
The thing is,
or
like,
she should find some other weird, freaky dude who's into that stuff.
Yeah, get with the baby voice guy.
Maybe. How do you make the mental leap? Like, you're just like, oh my god, Boris is not. He said if I do illicit drugs, he'll break up with me. He wants me to be a normie. I guess there's only one thing to do. Secretly snort his semen.
Yeah, there's a story there.
This is a violation of Boris's autonomy. That's the problem here. She shouldn't do this without Boris's consent, I don't think.
That's the problem?
Wait, I mean, why?
Well,
yeah.
Because now he's involved in a sex act that he hasn't consented to.
Well, that's no. True. I mean, his the sex act that he consented to was ejaculating into her mouth.
I don't like this at all. I don't like it.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, I don't like it. There. thank you for listening, all you crazy criffers and boofers out there.
You know what you should do?
To HBO Boys Podcast.
I want to say I am totally trying that everything bagel thing.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm so glad.
Which way were you going to go there? Which way was he going to go? Because the everything bagel thing is not what I thought he was going to say.
I thought you were going to,
Somebody warn Anna so she doesn't leave him.
I'm going to criff
then he's going to have
supply.
Had six beers on a Tuesday. And
no, you never criff your own supply.
You never criff your own supply? No.
God damn it. Fuck this.
Okay. Hey,
new fear unlocked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nightmare fuel.
Yeah. Just like people doing that.
People are unreal. Yeah.